Good morning, Lee.
And one local, Brian Blake, has just ticked over 49 years as civil maintenance and construction at the Circlehead Council.
Yeah, so he did 47 years in work plus a couple of years in asset management to tick up 49 years in total with Circlehead Council, which is just a massive effort. When he started, he had to tick up the milk bottles and all that stuff. He's come a long way since then, and he's really persevered with the council for all that time. But it's a massive effort, and hopefully he enjoys his retirement.
Yeah, he's decided to hang up his high vis, hasn't he?
Definitely. I'm sure it's a welcome change for him too after 49 years of getting up and going to work. So, yeah, some lovely photos and a poem his daughter wrote about it as well on page 7.
I guess he's seen so many changes, not only in the region, but also here in the States over that long career at the council.
Yeah, definitely. Well, when you think back to what it would have been like 50 years ago, like just even the way that the council would manage everything, I suppose, would have completely changed in that time. So a massive period of change for him. I'm sure he's got plenty of tales to tell.
I'm sure everyone at the Circlehead Council, including Mayor Darryl Quillam, would wish him all the very best in retirement. Cole Vincent, he's a qualified commercial pilot, and he's making the pages of this week's Circlehead Chronicle as well, isn't he?
So Cole grew up down here in Smithton. He went to the same school as I did growing up, Circlehead Christian School. And his grandfather, Billy Vincent, is a famous bush pilot. He used to frequent the Smithton airstrip and fly between the islands, mutton birding and, you know, doing search and rescue missions and stuff like that. He clocked about 20,000 hours in his time, Billy did, before he passed away a few years ago.
That's a lot of time, isn't it?
20,000 hours is just absolutely insane. I personally can't fathom such a large amount of time. But he actually took coal for his first flight. He was tied to his father's knee with a piece of baling twine. And Cole got the bug, developed a real love of flying, and now he's gone and completed a Bachelor of Aviation at Swinburne University, and now he's qualified to drive commercial aircraft.
Wish him all the very best. It's been a quiet time for our pilots during 2020, during the COVID situation. So we wish Cole Vincent all the very best. And you've got a bit of sport in this week's pages as well.
Always got plenty of sport. Me, you know me, Lee. You know I love my sport.
You do?
Yeah, lots and lots happening. The BCL was meant to go ahead, the Burnie Cricket League, but there was a bit of a washout. We've still got a season preview in this week's paper on page 15. The junior netball in Circlehead, they're into their semi-finals this year. We've got Ethan Jackson on the front cover. He's playing in the Tasmanian State League for Clarence, and he's come a really, really long way this year. He's named in the team of the year, and he also finished sixth in the Alistair Lynch Medal, which is the league best and fairest, the highest of any player at Clarence, and he's only 20 years old. So he's playing really, really well down there. And we wish him all the best. Hopefully next year he has another big season. So plenty to see in this week's paper.
And it's available right now. Good on you, Isaac. You have a great day and a great week. And we'll talk some more again a little after 7 next Thursday morning. All the headlines of Circlehead Chronicle.
Thank you very much, Lee.